Fillmore and Union on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So there are a lot of people in the UK that have chosen to eat a plant-based diet and do it all year round. We are, of course, talking about people who eat a vegan diet. But during the month of January, there are more people than normal because whether it's a bit of a challenge for themselves, whether it's a health-related decision, or whether it's something they would actually like to go into in the future, January is often known as Veganuary, the month of eating a vegan diet. And one of the venues that does a particularly good job of catering for a vegan diet is Fillmore and Union. And I have the founder, Adele Ashley, on the phone. Hello, Adele.
Hi there. Hi.
So you have a range of vegan evenings happening next week, the 25th, 26th and 27th of January. Why have you decided to do this? What's the difference in doing it any year round to focusing on it at this time of year?
Well, we did a vegan night in the autumn last year, and it was hugely popular, but we only did it in the Harrogate restaurants. We had a lot of people that came to that are not vegan, but they just wanted to try the food, and they toyed, with the idea of becoming vegetarian, or maybe they were vegetarian, they wanted to try vegan food, or they just wanted to see how interesting we could make vegan food. And a lot of our customers who were regulars that came to that said that they honestly did not miss meat elements of it, or the dairy, etc. And they absolutely loved the flavours. And, you know, a lot of work goes into creating interesting vegan food. Let's face it, we've all been to lots of places where the vegetarian and vegan option is not overly exciting. But at Fillmore, you know, we do like to experiment with a lot of new ingredients, a lot of spices and herbs. And we spent a lot of time, in fact, one of our development chefs was a vegan chef, in developing techniques so that we're bringing in much more interesting ingredients and ways of cooking into our vegan food. So using new products like nutritional yeast instead of cheese, doing meringues out of chickpea liquid. So it's quite weird and wonderful, but actually the flavours are incredible.
I read a statistic actually that last year, so 2017, there were a lot of people doing Veganuary as a sort of month to trial run a vegan diet. This year it is absolutely massive. It's 150,000 people doing it in the UK. And I saw as well, last year they asked everybody who had taken part in this Veganuary how they felt. 97% of them said they felt healthier by the end of the month, which is, that's a huge amount of people.
It is massive. Well, along with Veganuary is often dry January. So, you know, when you've got people eating a really clean food alongside not drinking alcohol, you are going to feel fantastic. You're going to have loads more energy. You're going to sleep a lot better. You're going to feel a lot lighter. Your clothes will probably fit you a lot better. So you will feel, you know, fantastic. You know, we really believe in being flexible, you know, flexitarian is a new
trend. Yes, I heard that word actually. What a brilliant word that is, flexitarianism. Or I don't know if I've said
absolutely
that right at all.
So if you want to, you know, go vegan for January, maybe veggie for February, eat full-on, you know, meat for March and then go back, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. I mean, obviously, we cater for meat eaters and fish eaters because we have steak on our menu and fish and chicken. But we also focus heavily on veggie and vegan dishes. So we kind of cater for everybody, but we are just being a lot more adventurous with our vegan food because we realise that there is such a lack of really good choice if you are veggie or vegan. Hence why the dishes, you know, on the vegan night menu are, you know, really, really exciting, really innovative. Indian spice pancake with Bombay potatoes, pickled cauliflower, nigella seeds and a curried soya yogurt. It's only £21.95 a head, and that's for three courses. And the dessert board is fantastic. It's a sharing dessert board full of decadent puddings.
Well, Adele, thank you so much for talking to us, and thank you very much for bringing these brilliant opportunities to try vegan diets without us actually having to cook them at home. I think sometimes it might seem a bit daunting because you think, well, what am I meant to do with lentils, or what am I meant to do with tofu? Sometimes
exactly.
You think that's what it will be, but it's so much more exciting than that. So these vegan nights then are happening at a lot of different restaurants of Fillmore and Union, in particular Wetherby, Harrogate, Ilkley and Skipton. And if people want to get involved with those on the 25th, 26th and 27th of January next week, they can find tickets and book in with you, and we'll put plenty of links as well at strayfm.com/food. Adele and the team at Fillmore and Union, thank you very much.
Fillmore and Union on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.